Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, Ash Wednesday is always an interesting day. It usually has a bunch of services, lots of people, and of course, ashes. Now, it's strange, isn't it, that we would put ashes on our foreheads? We'll do that at the end of chapel today, but why? Why would we do such a thing? Ashes are messy and dirty. This spring, I was cleaning out my grill. I was getting it ready for summer barbecues, and man, was it dirty. I was getting down into the base of the grill. I took off all the grill parts and got into where all the stuff drips down. I was scrubbing and I was chipping away all of that old fat from the meat that had gone down in there. And I stood up and I wiped the sweat off my forehead. Well, my wife, Liz, came out of the house to ask me something, and she started laughing at me because I had wiped all of the grill ash, all of the stuff that we had eaten over the last months and maybe even years, I won't be that honest with you, I don't know, all over my head. It's hard to get off. It wasn't easy. I scrubbed, and then finally the next day, after sleeping on it and rubbing my face into my pillow, and after all of the showers, well, I couldn't see it anymore. It still felt a little sticky, but the ash was kind of gone. Ashes are messy and dirty, it's true. But they're certainly easier to get off of us than our sin. We are covered with the messiness and the dirtiness of sin. And it's not just on us, but it's in us. And everything we touch becomes tainted by us, infected by us. You know how when you get sick, like if you have a fever or you get the flu or you throw up at school, we send you home and you're not allowed to come back the next day? Well, part of that is because we're afraid that you're going to infect other people. You'll on people, or you'll touch them with dirty hands and you spread infection. And it's the same way with sin, because it's in us, because it's a sickness. We touch things, we breathe on them, we look at them, and everything becomes infected. And it's hard to scrub that sin away. Maybe we try to do good things instead of bad, or maybe we try to do good things to make up for the bad things that we've done. But the reality is, we're not going to get free from sin by ourselves. We cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. That's what the ashes on our body signify. When we put the ashes on us, we're marking ourselves to say, we are sinful. And because we have to answer to God, we deserve to die. After all, remember all the way back to Adam and Eve. When they sinned, God reminded them of where they came from. It's an amazing image, but God literally came down to the earth and walked upon this thing that he created. And out of the dust, he made the shape of a man who would be Adam. And he breathed into it, and Adam came alive. And then from Adam, while he was sleeping, he took a part of that dust, which was now his body, and made Eve his wife. Adam and Eve came from the ground. And because they had sinned, they would return to the ground. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. From dust you are, and to dust you will return. But we don't just leave it there, do we? If it were just about the ashes, well, we would cover ourselves in them, right? We would try to hide away from God by putting ashes all over us. Maybe then he would be okay. Maybe then he wouldn't see our sin. Maybe then we could live good lives. But that's not true. We have to remember, we make the ashes in the sign of the cross. The ashes remind you that yes, you are sinful, and yes, you deserve death, but the cross reminds you of your Jesus. And how, though he was perfect, he suffered for your sin and died for you. On the cross, Jesus took your place. the place that you should have been because of your sin. And there he died, and he did this out of his great love for you. He did this to show you mercy. And you know what he does? He doesn't just die. He takes away your sin. He's like a giant sponge sucking up all of the sin from history into himself. And then he gives you his righteousness. And that righteousness then you put on like a robe. It's as if he comes and takes the old garments of sin away from you and then places on your shoulder his righteousness, his holiness. Kind of like a mother covers her baby with a bath towel after getting clean. Now, you don't have to receive ashes to remember all of this or to be reminded of all of this. You can do that in whatever way you choose. But for those of you who do choose to get ashes today, remember the cross. Remember that in your baptism, you were marked with the very same place on your forehead with the sign of the cross. And though that cross today is going to appear dark and dirty, that cross is your salvation. That cross is that which we hold most dear. Because we love our Jesus. We love his cross because their salvation is won for you. And their everlasting life is given to you. In Christ, you're clean. And you don't have to clean your sins away from you anymore. Jesus has done it all. He's finished it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.